How can I use intercropping in my garden? Intercropping is a great way to maximize the space in your garden and increase the yield of your crops. It involves planting two or more different crops in the same area, allowing them to benefit from each other's growth. Intercropping can help you get the most out of your garden, while also providing a variety of flavors and textures. In this article, we'll discuss how to use intercropping in your garden, including which plants work best together and how to plan for success. How to intercropping in your garden. 1. Choose compatible crops. When intercropping, it's important to choose crops that are compatible with each other. For example, you wouldn't want to plant a tall crop like corn next to a low-growing crop like lettuce. Make sure to research which plants will work best together before planting. 2. Plant in alternating rows. To maximize the benefits of intercropping, plant your crops in alternating rows. This will help ensure that each crop gets enough sunlight and nutrients, and it will also reduce competition between the plants. 3. Use companion planting. Companion planting is another great way to maximize the benefits of intercropping. Certain plants can help repel pests or attract beneficial insects, so it's a good idea to plant these alongside your main crops. For example, marigolds can help repel aphids and other pests from your vegetables. 4. Rotate crops. Rotating your crops is another great way to reduce pest pressure and maximize yields. By rotating your crops every season, you can help prevent pests from becoming established in one area and reduce the risk of disease and nutrient depletion in the soil. 5. Consider soil requirements. It's important to consider the soil requirements of each crop when intercropping. Some plants may require more nitrogen or other nutrients, while others may have different pH preferences. Make sure to research the soil requirements of each crop and plant accordingly. 6. Plan for harvest. When planning your intercropping layout, make sure to consider the harvest time for each crop. You don't want to plant something that will be ready for harvest at the same time as another crop, as this can create logistical issues. Plan for staggered harvest times so that you can easily harvest each crop as it becomes ready. 7. Monitor plant growth. Regularly monitoring the growth of your intercropped plants can help you identify any issues early on. This can include pest infestations, nutrient deficiencies, or other problems. By catching these issues early, you can take steps to address them before they become more serious. 8. Adjust planting density. Depending on the specific crops you're planting, you may need to adjust the planting density to ensure optimal growth. Some crops may require more space, while others can be planted closer together. Make sure to research the ideal planting density for each crop and adjust as needed. 9. Consider the microclimate. The microclimate of your garden can also play a role in intercropping success. For example, if you live in a hot and dry climate, you may want to plant drought-tolerant crops alongside your main crops. Similarly, if you have a shady area of your garden, you may want to plant shade-tolerant crops in that area. 10. Experiment and learn. Finally, remember that intercropping is a learning process. Don't be afraid to experiment with different crops and planting arrangements to find what works best for your garden. Over time, you'll become more familiar with the process and be able to optimize your intercropping for better yields and healthier plants. Intercropping versus interplanting. Intercropping and interplanting are two popular methods of planting that are used in agriculture and gardening. Intercropping involves growing two or more crops simultaneously in the same field or space. This method is often used to maximize the use of available space, reduce soil erosion, and increase productivity. The crops that are grown together in intercropping may have different growth patterns, such as tall and short crops, or crops with different root systems. This allows them to utilize the soil and other resources more efficiently. On the other hand, interplanting refers to the practice of growing different crops in the same space, but not necessarily at the same time. This technique involves planting different crops that have complementary growth patterns and which can be harvested at different times. For example, planting lettuce between rows of tomatoes or peppers is a common interplanting practice. The lettuce can be harvested before the tomatoes or peppers reach their mature stage, allowing the plants to utilize the space more efficiently. Both intercropping and interplanting have their advantages and disadvantages. Intercropping can lead to increased crop diversity and yield, reduced pest and disease pressure, and improved soil health. However, it can also result in competition for resources such as water, nutrients, and sunlight, which may lead to reduced yields. Interplanting, on the other hand, can lead to more efficient use of space, reduced pest and disease pressure, and increased crop diversity. However, it may require more careful planning and management to ensure that the crops are compatible and do not compete for resources. Overall, both intercropping and interplanting are valuable techniques for maximizing productivity and sustainability in agriculture and gardening. The choice of which method to use will depend on the specific goals of the grower, as well as the characteristics of the crops being grown. Intercropping history. The practice of intercropping is one of the oldest forms of farming used by humans. It dates back to ancient Mesopotamia and is believed to have been used by the Egyptians and Chinese over 5,000 years ago. The practice of intercropping allowed farmers to take advantage of land they were cultivating and increase the yield of food. Intercropping involves planting multiple crops in the same field to maximize resources like water, light, and nutrients, while protecting against disease and pests. In Europe, intercropping had become widespread by the 11th century, although it was often combined with polyculture, where multiple crops are grown in a single field on a yearly basis. These techniques were used to create a variety of crops in a small area, allowing for more efficient production and a better management of land and resources. In the 16th century, intercropping were developed further by Indian farmers, creating a system of soil management where various crops were planted in the same space. This approach was developed further in the 19th and 20th centuries, further developing this practice of crop rotation, even through organic agriculture movements. Today, intercropping is still widely used, especially in developing countries, as an efficient way to grow healthy, sustainable crops and ensure food security. The benefits of intercropping range from pest control, crop diversification and resource conservation, to higher yields and improved soil fertility. The practice is relatively easy to set up and maintain if done correctly, making it a great way to maximize returns from a limited area. 10 books you can read about intercropping. Intercropping, Current Status, Prospects and Strategies for Development, edited by DJ Greenland and MJ Fitting. Eco-Friendly Intercropping System, A Pathway to Resource Conservation, edited by MR Reddy and P. Bhattacharjee. Intercropping in Agroecosystems, Implications for Resource Management, edited by Richard Machimbu and W. E. Lynch. Intercropping, A Sustainable Way of Farming, edited by Yo-Yu Chen, Yusin Dong, Haiba Zhu. iCropping and Intercropping, A Contemporary Perspective, edited by Y. P. Habrol, H. S. Mutha, S. K. Habrol, and P. A. Party. Ecological Intensification of Cereal Production Systems, The Use of Intercropping Strategies, edited by G. Vadas and B. Shutt. Intercropping, Principles, Practices, and Promises, edited by Alan Schween and Gerbier S. Bullar. Intercropping, Principles and Production Practices, edited by Alan K. Schween. Intercropping, Techniques and Applications, edited by V. G. P. Gandhi. Intercropping, Design, Benefits and Opportunities, edited by Virender Kumar and Sanjeev Kumar. Conclusion. Intercropping is a great way to maximize the use of your garden space and increase the diversity of your garden. It can help you to produce more food, reduce pest and disease pressure, and improve soil fertility. With careful planning and consideration of the needs of each crop, intercropping can be a great way to make the most of your garden space.